Welcome to La Voce dei Biondi Santi, the virtual literary salon where the release of the wines is paired with the tale of rites and visions as we live them each day at Il Greppo. Now, we invite you to share the feeling of wanderment that is innate to our winery journey. Here's to hoping you will wander with us. Episode 4, a conversation with Eike Schmidt, director of Galleria degli Uffizi in Florence. Listen with care. Ever since his first mandate in Florence, as director of the most visited museum in Italy, Eike Schmidt, art historian, former curator of the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C., and the J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles, has dedicated constant attention to creating the most suitable environment for being guided by one's own eyes and inciting a sensation of wanderment in all visitors. Wanderment in the face of beauty, that beauty that is activated in the eye of the beholder, that awakening of emotions which is an intimate and profound experience. This makes Eike the perfect kindred spirit for Biondi Santi, with whom we can dive deeper into the theme of wanderment and the relation between art and wine.
In order to experience wonder, you don't have to be an expert. You don't need to know anything, actually. It's the children who have a natural wonder when they open the eyes and look at the world, because the world is new to them. What we need to do in order to look at works of art that we don't know, that or works of art that we seem to know, but that we haven't really understood or experienced deeply, is to have to look at them with the eyes of a child, because it's the natural state of children to be full of wonder and see how wonderful the world is, something that adults oftentimes forget, or that the pressures of the daily routines make us forget. But visiting a museum is a moment where we actually are forced, really, we're invited to open up to this sense of wonder, which is so fundamental that the pre-Socratic Greek philosophers in classical antiquity, in fact, argued that wonder is the origin of philosophy and of wisdom. That is certainly true in understanding a work of art and experiencing a work of art. This is the sense of wonder which art in and by itself inspires, but which we also have to open up to in order to really get deep into a great work of art and even discover something new. It might not be a famous work of art. It might be a work of art that you just see at an angle of your eye. And once you stop before the work of art, then you start thinking and you start feeling, thanks to the sense of wonder. In fact, it takes time to look at a work of art in a purposeful way. There have been some artists that have worked very quickly, and there are others that worked very slowly. And in fact, the case of the artist that worked so fast that he churned out several paintings each day was Luca Giordano. He was also known as Luca Fa Presto, which means Luke, be quick, because he was just extremely quick. Yet there were other artists such as Federico Barocci, who took a long time, not because they were lazy, not because they were working on other things, not because they were not concentrated. On the contrary, we know from Federico Barocci's preparatory drawings that in fact he invested a lot of time and a lot of mental energy a lot of creativity in making his paintings. It took him several years in some instances. He studied every detail from every angle and then decided, but these are masterworks that come out of an artistic creation ripe in time. And that is something that, of course, also is true for looking at works of art. You can look quickly at a work of art and you might understand one or two points which are important to you. Why not? Nothing wrong about that. But in order to really delve into a work of art, you just have to take your time, and then you will be able to connect even to testimonies of civilizations millennia ago, and you will be able to connect to what your own ancestors created, looked at, lived with, but you will also be able to admire, understand, and emotionally understand works of art created at the other end of the planet thousands of years ago. And in fact, that is another point which is very, very important, because we can connect through time with a great work of art of the past. And in fact, sometimes, whereas we don't see the meaning, we don't understand perhaps the meaning of a work of art that was created today or yesterday because it is too new. There are works of art that were created in the Renaissance that maybe for a Renaissance spectator, they understood who was shown and they acknowledged it, but it didn't have any particular meaning beyond that. But now, at the distance of several centuries, there is some additional value, an additional value in its meaning, because we, thanks to the distance and time, we see additional layers of meaning that might not have been discovered at the period. So just as a good wine after years is even better, the same can be true for great works of art. So if you have the opportunity to come to Florence and come to see the Uffizi, please please come. We are waiting for you. You're very welcome here. We have thousands of works of art on display, each individual of which is an invitation to experience the wonder that art can provide to humankind.
La Voce di Biondisanti is a project by Itaca Comunicazione. Year 2023. Narrators: Lene Bucelli and Eike Schmidt.